second segment, as if that wasn't enough. And then we are going to branch out and talk about the various ministries to different groups, like the recently established Filipino ministry. Volunteer and parishioner June Javero is here with us, and also Elizabeth Chanoin, Director of Social Outreach, and Guillermo Munoz, Director of Hispanic Ministry, and also happens to be in diaconate formation. So this is going to be a packed interview, and I'm so, so very thankful. First time we've ever done this. In my 18 years of Catholic radio, I've never had an entire staff like this, so what a blessing it is. So thanks to all of you for coming in. I know your time is very valuable, and so I really appreciate that you made time for this. So first of all, I'm going to call you Father Vijay. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
I tried the official name once, and Father, thank you for coming and bringing your staff. And you really, you want people to know about St. Michael Parish in Bedford and what you were about. And also, as you said, what's happening at the parish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So first of all, thank you so much for having us here. And we are very happy to be a part of this interview. And I'm very grateful for you whenever you had come there and spoke to me. And you are very much open to come, for us to come and speak here, and we all are here, and we are very thankful for that. And for coming to St. Michael's, and first of all, about our own priests, who are our Palatines. You know, we have come here many years ago when Irish Palatines were serving in the Fort Worth Diocese in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So through Irish Palatines, we got to know that Indian Palatines had a place to come and work in the Fort Worth Diocese in many years ago. Then later on, we are different provinces in India. So we belong to one of the province called Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary when we came in. Later on, we have different provinces divided, and now we are Gloria Dei province.
Hmm.
So from that, we are the two priests, Father Jesu and myself. Before that, Father B was here. He was here,
mm-hmm.
I think. So.
Yes.
So that's how we are here. And our main charism of Vincent Palotti was to, and you know, to rekindle the charity, you know, to make the laity more aware that they have a role in the church, and that is the most important charism of Saint Vincent Palotti. And his vision was to, in keep it in words completely, he quotes that, you know, to make every person a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and every Christian a Catholic. And every Catholic a good Catholic, and every good Catholic an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You know, in sharing this vision, most of us as Palatine priests, we hear the voice of that vision in the laity.
Mm-hmm.
So we want, we see that laity, it's not a hierarchically church, but it's something like a circular. All are equal, and we all serve to a same mission. And that's what the Palatines we serve are mainly focused on. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a very effective ministry. And I told you all before we started that my family has been very, very blessed by the parish. And it's a palpable feeling of joy when you come to St. Michael's. And I have experienced, and my whole family has, and that's a testament to the leadership and everybody else that's in this room as well. Father Jesu, can you tell me, in addition to what Father Vijay has already said, as far as why you all in particular were, the two of you and Father B previously, the previous pastor, were chosen to come to America from India. That must have been a pretty big life change. And why and how that's been for you personally to be here?
Yes, Dave. To tell you, we are Palatine Fathers, the Order of the Society of the Catholic Apostolate, founded by Saint Vincent Palotti, who is a Roman priest. And we have the Palatine congregation, the order is spread in almost 50 plus countries, and where we are among them as how the German Palatines, they came in the beginning to India as a missionaries. And that's how the Palatines grew in India through the missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And And as we had, and later we got the opportunity to come and to work from India to US, and as it is almost a very big change, a big difference, and in a way of culture and
it's a culture shock.
India is not majority Christian or Catholic, and so it's one I understand it's a pretty small slice of India in general that is Catholic, and then to send some of your beloved priests from a country that mostly isn't Catholic over to America, what a blessing it is for us. You talk about culture shock. Can you elaborate a little bit about that? What has been the culture shock coming from a country like India to America, especially Texas?
Traveling out of India, first time is to US when we get into a flight and come here. And, our culture, a lot of things are very much unique. Yeah, different from India. As such, coming and serving in the parishes where we, it's a new thing altogether. When we get on the flight and even the weather, the climate is different. And it's
especially
cool.
In the summer.
It's colder. And we are from the south of India.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
It's very hot. The first thing is to adjust here, when we came in the beginning. But about the language itself, we speak the British English, what you call it, and then we do our best here, and a lot of things are very much uniquely different from India. That's what I can say. If you see the amount of the respect and also other things what we hear in India, and the way the things are done here is quite different, and so we have to adapt according to this. And And most of the masses and all, yes, the sacramental stuff, what we do in the church, all of this is very much the same. But adapting to the parish atmosphere is very different. Yes.
Yeah, I want to direct people, first of all, if they want to learn more about St. Michael Parish in Bedford, smcchurch.org is the website, smcchurch.org. The mission statement, St. Michael Church is a sacramental Catholic stewardship community. Our parish is centered on the celebration of the Eucharist, studying and teaching Christ's word, carrying out his service and works through our prayer, service, and generosity, and proclaiming the good news of the gospel. Now, there's a lot packed into those two or three sentences, and it pretty much covers everything. So what is, as the leader of the parish, Father Vijay, what is your mission, and how do you kind of gauge success and how things should be, and how are things going?
Yes, first thing is when I came to this parish, I felt it's, we received the call from the bishop, but that's the call from God himself for our mission. As when we get our appointment, the voice of God is through our bishop. That's what I sincerely take into. And when I came here, I have seen that this parish has a wonderful community. It has different diversity, as we were sharing before. The diversity and the amount of people, the love the parishioners show when anybody comes in, the hospitality and the sacramental preparations and the formation that we are blessed with, a wonderful team. Because coming from a small parish, I can really see what the parish is blessed with. So there are a lot of resources that we have in St. Michael's. And being in a city parish, where there are a lot of people who are of different languages, different cultures, and different personality traits coming together, serving, all coming as a body of Christ to serve together, to worship together. That's the beauty of St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
And which states the main thing is to radiate that presence of God to everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I see to take that legacy forward. It has already a tradition formed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something new I'm doing, but something to do better. There's a lot of change of times now after COVID-19. Things are not the same as before.
Yes.
The church has gone through a lot of change with you know, your radio stations and live streaming virtually, all these things have changed. So we need to update ourselves even in the process of evangelization. That's what I believe in, and mm-hmm. taking the word to wherever we can. And that's what I'm mostly focusing on. And also being a welcoming community always,
yeah.
whatever it is. Whoever walks into the church, find that joy of Christ and then walk back and take that message to others. Just like woman meeting Jesus at the well,
mm-hmm.
when she got converted, she always went and took that word to others, you know. So each become a channel of grace, and each becomes a walking tabernacle.
Yeah, amen. We are talking to the two priests at St. Michael Parish in Bedford, and in a little while we're going to be introducing you to many, many members of their staff. St. Michael's is located on Harwood Road in Bedford, right by 121. Their website, smcchurch.org, smcchurch.org. In the third segment, as I mentioned, we're going to talk particularly about the Filipino ministry and the Hispanic ministry, and we have the two leaders of those two groups here with us. But Father Jesu, one thing that strikes people, and Father Vijay has already kind of touched on it, is the diversity.
Yes.
There's, I believe, a Tongan choir that yes. sometimes you're going to hear the music of different different groups. Speak about that. I don't know if you know how many different, you know, nations are represented, but it's you walk in and you see the diversity. And as Father said, that's a real blessing to the parish. Can you speak about that?
Sure, Dave. Yeah, it is a very unique church, St. Michael itself, where you see people from 40-plus countries, various nations, coming together and as one family working together in sharing their faith and, in a way, working as one in sharing and bringing Christ and taking the Christ to their families and to their communities. And as we are blessed with very many of such the people and the faithful, and that brings us that also is a very unique in itself, as the people who come together, they work in harmony. And as we also have many opportunities in the church itself, that through the formation and through the catechesis and everything, how they come together, they share their knowledge and share their faith, and how the formation also helps them in order to build their faith through the as from the childhood itself. And as they grow in wisdom, in understanding, in the importance of God, and always sharing with that understanding. As they grow, they become truly an evangelizers, as they grow in sharing that same faith to their children and has continuing to that.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. I've got a few more minutes with the two priests here, Father Vijay and Father Jesu. I got to ask you this because
yes.
You all, as we mentioned, are with the Palatines. And you're almost kind of on loan, right? I remember my daughter, who's now 19, coming home one day from Mass at St. Michael's, and she was just so sad. And she said, "Father B is leaving." And I mean, she loved Father B, the previous pastor.
Yes,
and so
yes.
What is the relationship? Could you all be called back at any time? Or are you here permanently? Or maybe you don't even know. I mean, every priest,
yeah.
of course, can be moved at any
That's
time. But typically it's within the diocese. So who moves you guys around? And how is that decision made? And can we...
Christ. it's a command that normally we are not in a place always in the same place, whether it be in India or anywhere, it's the same. But here for us, we have a superior, where in India, Father B is now the superior, religious superior, regional superior for us. And in coherence with the bishop, the moment, uh-huh. the appointments are given. And we can be called anywhere. It can be in Germany or Italy, wherever it is. We are called, we go and serve.
Wow.
Yes, that's how. So we are not permanent. That we
yeah.
keep moving, you know. Detachment
right,
is needed, but we do our best in wherever we are.
Yeah. Well, my wife said those priests at St. Michael's, they know and love Jesus. That's what she says.
That's great.
So we're going to appreciate you while we have you, and yes. There's no guarantees in life. just a couple more minutes. I just want to open up. What else would y'all like to share with our listeners?
I'd like to share one thing as you were asking about the question about St. Michael's. We are blessed with a wonderful staff there, and they are very passionate about what they do. And also the ministry leads. We have 60 plus ministries. They know exactly what they are called for, you know. And so now only thing is we live according to the need of the times. You know, things are changing. But my call for our people around and my vision is that we all work together and give the best to anybody who walks into St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Again, Father Vijay, pastor, Palatine priest at St. Michael Parish in Bedford. And we also have the parochial vicar, director of liturgy, Father Jesu, here as well. Father Jesu, anything else before? I know you guys have to, the two of you have to leave, and then we're going to move on to this wonderful staff of yours.
Yes,
but anything else, Father Jesu, you'd like to add?
So I would like to add that thank you so much for giving us this opportunity so that in this way the message can be shared to many, and so that they can also in coming together and coming and being part of the parish, part of the community, they also receive that grace of God. And in that way we are very happy to help them. Whoever walks into the St. Michael, we help them to receive that grace through mm-hmm. Christ and through the sacraments. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you to both of you, and
you.
Come back anytime. And I just invite everybody to visit, even if you just go for a weekend and just check out St. Michael Parish in Bedford. You can see all their Mass times, one Spanish Mass and the rest are English. And they also have a Thursday evening Spanish Mass, which we'll talk about here in a little while. SMCChurch.org, SMCChurch.org. So thank you very much, Fathers.
And thank you so
thank
much.
You,
and all the listeners, I would like to assure them our love and prayers.
Yeah, well, thank you
thank
very
you
much.
So much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
And all right, so those are the two priests at St. Michael's in Bedford, and we have, to mention, the rest of the staff here as well. And we're going to move on to them in two different phases. One of them is going to be focused on education. And we're going to talk about education at various levels. So I'd like to introduce Alyssa Roper, who is director of the St. Michael Academy Preschool, and also Angelica Santos, director of elementary religious education, and then Robin Harris is the overall director of religious education. So the three of them join us as well. And let's start with St. Michael Academy Preschool and Alyssa Roper, as I mentioned, the director there. These are the precious little souls that are under your care. And so, Alyssa, thank you. Well, thanks to all three of you for being here. So tell us about the academy itself and what age groups you serve. And maybe just brag about it a little bit and what makes it special, if you could.
Yes, thank you very much for having me here. St. Michael Academy serves children ages 12 months to 5 years. We meet 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 2:30.
Okay.
And our mission statement, I have that here for you, is St. Michael Academy serves as a ministry to the parents of our community by providing quality care in a loving Christian environment. We strive to help each child grow mentally, socially, and spiritually. At St. Michael Academy, we believe that these little souls learn through play,
mm-hmm.
and that is the way we teach them. And we believe that every life lesson they need to learn from a very young age can be learned that way. We offer many things. We offer music, American Sign Language, PE, beginning Spanish vocabulary, in addition to, of course, classroom activities, crafts, arts and crafts, and outdoor play is very important. Mm. But most importantly is our chapel time. So 3 times a week when the children are at school, they spend time in the chapel, starting from the very youngest age. Obviously, we develop it as they grow. The 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds have an actual curriculum, religious curriculum that we follow that then feeds into religious education when they move on, when they start kindergarten. The youngest ones, they just begin learning that God loves them and how important that is and that Jesus loves them. So we learn through music at that age.
Yeah.
And Bible stories.
Yeah. Wow. That must be so much fun because these kids are such a cute age. And you mentioned 12 months.
Yes.
That's really young. Some of these kids may not even be walking yet,
right?
That
is correct.
So you must really be particular on your staff, you know, when it comes to people, as you say, you want them to know that God loves them, which would also mean that these people working there must love them as well.
Absolutely.
So how do you find the right people to do this? It's a very important job.
Yes. Absolutely. So following diocese rules, we have 2 teachers in the classroom at all times. And we find, honestly, a lot of our staff are parents, including myself. Mm. I started working at St. Michael's and St. Michael Academy 17 years ago when my son, who is now graduating college, was 4 years old. And I am still there. And most of my staff, that is our case.
Okay. You've been there a long time.
A long time. And that is the case with most of my staff. They start either substitute teaching or volunteering when their children are there because they want to spend time in that community and learning what we're teaching their children. And they stay. And then they teach all these other children. And it's so interesting because now we see full circle that children that we taught are now bringing their children back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they are rejoining the church with their young children who then move on through our formation in religious education.
Yeah. I'm curious, this is more just a curiosity question, because you said it's 3 days a week.
Yes.
And I think some of the parents are, you know, working parents and they drop the children off and they're under your care. What do they do the other 2 days?
Well, a lot of grandparents are helping on the other days. And since COVID, we have seen a lot of parents are still working from home.
Right.
So this gives their children the socialization and the evangelization that they need the 3 days a week. And then the other days, like I said, a lot of grandparents help out. But that is what we are right now, is 3 days a week.
And I bet you, you know, it's children, even though they're young, you say the oldest you have are 5 years old, they can still grasp a lot, can't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They can really, you know, they can understand the faith in a very childlike but simple way, but it's important. The catechesis is very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. These are their formative years.
Yeah.
This is when they really start to soak it in. And like I said, we begin to just teach them how much Jesus loves them. We sing all of the songs, and I find that a lot of children, chapel is their favorite part of the day.
And
they really do. They love to go sit in there. We teach them the respect of going into the chapel, and we go into the sanctuary as well. And they pray in there and they read their Bible stories. And when I taught pre-K for about 13, 14 years, that was my favorite part of the day as well, because they really are engaged.
It's that time of life and things should be fun. You know, it shouldn't be too arduous.
Absolutely.
Well, Alyssa, thanks so much. If people want to find out more about St. Michael Academy, is it on the regular website or do you have your own website?
We have our own website. It is smapreschool.com. And again, my name is Alyssa Roper. They can contact me at 817-510-2748. And there is also a link on the SMC website.
And I imagine this is the time of year when people
are
starting
registering
to think about,
right now.
Thinking about
registration
the fall.
Is
okay.
Open.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Let's
you
move on
welcome.
To Angelica Santos, Director of Elementary Religious Education. So once they graduate from St. Michael Academy, they come to you, right? And so.
Thank you for having us here. Yes. My main role is to coordinate classes, catechesis for children, kindergarten through fifth grade. Also, First Communion, regardless of the age, under 18. RCIA adapted for children who need baptism and all the sacraments after they reach the age of 7 years old. I'm also involved with the Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And very, very soon, this fall, hopefully, Alyssa and I are working on putting together an atrium So we can offer catechesis of the Good Shepherd.
Oh, wow. For okay.
Level one for children 3 years to 6 years old.
Wow. That's and what is your background and how long have you been in your position at St. Michael's?
I've been blessed to be there since 2017.
Okay.
And I started as a parishioner in the choir, in the Spanish choir.
Yeah.
And from there, I received the call and I accepted and I'm still there.
Yeah.
I'm very honored to witness and walk with families for sacraments.
Yeah. Now, you cover a pretty big age range. I think you said K
Correct.
Through five, and then you also mentioned like even, older kids than that. So how do you kind of determine the age appropriateness of what they're ready to learn when you're talking about a pretty big variety of ages there?
That's a great question. We have a family model for sacraments. So we take it from the RCIA model. That means we meet with every family, every child. So we have a little inquiry, discernment interview before they are placed in a class for sacraments. So we, by doing that, we know if they're ready to receive sacraments and prepare for sacraments. If not, we offer other options.
Mm-hmm.
Ongoing classes.
And I'm guessing, the church says the parents are the first educators, and
Correct.
You don't want the parents just dropping the kids off. It's all your responsibility, right? And so
Yes.
this family model is incorporating the family in so that what you're doing is a supplement to what they hopefully are already receiving at home, right?
That's right. Yeah. Our main role is to empower the parents mm-hmm. so they can take on the promises they made on baptism.
Yes, and most of these, the children that you're working with are public school children who are not receiving anything like, let's say, Holy Trinity school down the way. Are any of those students, or are they getting it at school? Are they mostly public school students that you're dealing with?
Well, for sacraments, the parish is responsible to provide the education and the sacrament. So we receive the children from Holy Trinity. Yeah. Our parishioners.
Yeah, yeah. And you said there's like an RCIA for children. How is that separate? That's if they're coming in separate from the parents? Or how big is that group? And are you going to be welcoming some new Catholics in at Easter this year, the young people?
Yes. This year we have four children receiving baptism, First communion, and confirmation. It varies. Last year we had 11, so every year is different.
Yeah,
but we are very happy and humble to walk with them.
Yeah. Do you do bilingual catechesis, or is it all English?
Yes. With RCIA, I mainly work with the parents.
Yeah.
The Spanish-speaking parents.
Oh, very good.
And all the parents.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you very much. And
You're very welcome.
Two of you can feel free to jump in as I move over to Robin Harris, Director of Religious Education at the parish at St. Michael's. And Robin, thank you so much for joining me as well. This is obviously a big, big position at the parish, and you're
yes.
kind of responsible for the overall catechesis of
yes.
everybody, right?
Correct.
What is your background?
So I grew up military, and I was a military wife, and so I started working for the church in military chapels.
Okay.
And when you are part of a military community, you learn how to create community and family because you don't have your extended family nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really learned how to do most of what I do from my parents. I had wonderful parents who allowed me to grow in my faith outside of a classroom model. I learned my faith mostly from my family.
Yeah.
My dad was a deacon in the Diocese of Fort Worth for 27 years, and so I kind of learned how to be a catechist from witnessing what my parents did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Angelica said, at St. Michael, we've adapted a family-centered model, which it was in response to the fact that, Holy Mother Church has asked us to include the parents and, get the families involved in the catechesis. In a lot of ways, we're very good in the church at setting up a classroom and teaching, but to approach the catechesis from this perspective is really to partner the families and to give the parents the dignity that they're due, mm-hmm. because it is it's their primary responsibility to be the witnesses of faith and to be the primary educators of their children in the ways of faith.
And do you find that most families are on board with that, or are they? Is there some resistance, or do you feel like they feel that dignity of their responsibility, and they appreciate the model that you've set up?
We work very hard to partner our families from the very beginning, and so what Angelica was talking about with the discernment interview is with the family, mm-hmm. and so the parents are able to hear their children's responses, and they know this is where my child is as far as their faith is concerned. And so sometimes the parents will say, I don't think my child is ready for this next step. And so we, you know, move them into a ongoing formation and let them get some foundation. But what I've seen in the last 6 years as we've employed this model in our parish is amazing graces have resulted. I mean, we have parents that bring their marriages into a sacramental state. Yeah. We have parents who return to their Catholic faith because, you know, most of the time we as parents haven't really had formation since we were children.
Yeah.
And so in the formation that we do with the parents, it's educating them on the basics of faith, but also here's how you are equipped to teach your children. So my role in that is to be the educator for the parents. And so Angelica works with the Spanish-speaking parents. I work with the English-speaking parents, do a foundational six-week series. And all along the way, you know, whatever it is that we're teaching, we are sure to say, when you teach your children about this, this is what this particular subject has to do, because our faith isn't subject-based, right? It's mm-hmm. relationship.
Yeah.
And so we foster relationship with the families, encourage the parents as the primary educators, and our parents at our parish are the ones who prepare their children for the sacraments. And to see the fruit of that when they receive their first reconciliation or their first communion, it's just, it's such a privilege mm-hmm. that people allow us to walk with them. And so, and the RCIA is the logical place to start when you're trying to consider a systematic approach to opening up the faith, because really what we're trying to do is not just equip and empower the parents, but we're offering adult formation to our parents, mm-hmm. you know, treating them and giving them the tools they need to do the work that they've that they've taken on.
Yeah. One of the most exciting things for me as a Catholic is to go to a vigil mass and mm-hmm. see the folks who are coming into the church, the excitement they have.
Absolutely.
And for us cradle Catholics, sometimes it's like, wow, I was born into this, and these folks are becoming Catholics, and look at the smile on their faces. We're recording this during Holy Week, right. Which I'm just so blessed that I've got the whole staff during Holy Week, so this is awesome. What's going to be happening this weekend as far as that? As of this recording, how many people are coming into the church at St. Michael's? And tell us a little bit about that.
So we have a year-round RCIA approach, because, you know, you don't want to tell somebody, come back and see me in August when they're talking to you in February. So many of the people, the adults, started last April in our inquiry and have gone through this process of becoming Catholic, because, you know, RCIA is not a set of classes. It's mm-hmm. it's an instruction in the ways of faith, but it's also, here's how you live your faith, how you live as a Catholic. And so we are so blessed. We have a wonderful RCIA team, and it is an absolute privilege to work with such dedicated people. But we have 28 people that will be coming into the church, 12 through baptism. 6 will make a profession of faith because they're baptized of another Christian tradition. And we have 10 Catholics that are completing their sacraments of initiation. And a lot of what I see, since it's always been this way, but especially since COVID, is that hunger to return to your mm-hmm. Catholic roots. And yeah. so, you know, we do have people who will audit the courses just because they'll say, I don't know very much about my faith and I want to grow in it. How do I get started?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we work very hard to be welcoming from the very, very front end, the first time somebody approaches our parish, to welcome them in and help find a place to plug them in.
Yeah, yeah, you get to feed that hunger, which, of course, that's a mission of Catholic Radio. That's right. why people tune in, is that they're like, I want to learn. I want to learn more about this beautiful Catholic faith. Well, thank you so much.
And
I know I kind of went through all this very, very quickly, but we've been speaking to the three, I guess, major catechists at St. Michael Parish in Bedford who lead the charge, Alyssa Roper with St. Michael Academy Preschool. And again, smapreschool.com, or you can call 817-510-2784. I'm sorry, 2748. 2748. And also Angelica Santos does Hispanic ministry and also Director of Elementary Religious Education for all these precious souls that are under her care. And of course, Robin Harris, Director of Religious Education there as well. So thank you very much to all
thank
three
you.
Of you. I could talk so much longer, but we're going to move on to our next segment where we're going to talk about social outreach, Hispanic ministry, and also the newly formed Filipino ministry at St.
Yes.
Michael's Parish as well. And so I want to welcome to the broadcast Guillermo Munoz, Director of Hispanic Ministry, and also Diaconate Candidate, which is awesome. Elizabeth Chanoin is Director of Social Outreach, and we also have June Javero, leader of the recently established Filipino Ministry at the parish as well. So welcome to all of you, and thank you very much. Elizabeth, let me start with you.
All right.
Director of Social Outreach. What exactly does that mean, and what does your role entail?
The role of Director of Social Outreach means that we're going to present our Catholic values in the area of Catholic social understanding of how to care for people that are in need, how to reach out for them, how to be concerned about their needs, and to learn ways that we can help them. And that's all of our ministries that are part of social outreach are designed to help people in need. They may mm-hmm. have a need to socialize with their particular cultural group and they don't know other people. They may have financial problems. They may be homeless. They may need counseling. Those are the things that we're doing.
Yeah, very important role. What is your background and how were you formed to take on a role like this?
I've been at St. Michael's since 1999 when I started as just a volunteer. So I've been there almost 25 years doing this work and different aspects of this work during mm-hmm. that time.
And several people have brought up the COVID pandemic, and now we're,
yes.
thanks be to God, it seems like we're out of it, at least for right now, for mm-hmm. the most part. But
yes.
how did all that, you know, change your work in particular, and how much have you been able to recover and kind of get back to some kind of sense of normalcy?
COVID affected the outreach department in the sense that a lot of people had, during COVID, were at home, you know, seeing Mass on TV, and so they needed to be welcomed back into the church as the church opened their doors to work with them as they were getting past wearing masks to being more open and socializing again and to just generally be aware that COVID had an effect on all of us, including the church, and to help people come back strong again in their faith, attending services, attending to other people that were around, and to not be so narrowed as we became during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly was an odd time, wasn't it?
It was.
Elizabeth Chanoin, Director of Social Outreach, and I'll give everybody a chance at the end to jump in and anything else that you want to add. But let me bring into the conversation Guillermo Munoz, Director of Hispanic Ministry, mm-hmm. and thanks for being here as well, Guillermo. Spanish ministry at St. Michael Parish in Bedford. Tell us about the day in the life of you and about that particular ministry at the parish.
Yeah, as mentioned here in this interview, we have a very diverse culture, but the Hispanic community plays a big part on in our parish, and that's why I was brought here. I started in 2017, you know, doing my pastoral ministry there. And I started as a volunteer. Then I was hired. And it was very nice because, like I said, Hispanic community is one of the fastest growing communities, not only in St. Michael, but in our diocese. So it's very important to have this ministry. So we have different ministries like Las Guadalupanas, Magnificat, and other ministries in our parish that are there to support, you know, the growing needs of this community. We have a Spanish Mass at one, which we started about almost 15 years ago. And then we started a Spanish Mass on Thursdays at 7, which started just a few backs. Father John, who was there, brought it up. And we have Rosary at 6:30. Then we do a Mass at 7. And then we have Adoration until our 8:15. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday.
I remember on December 12th, my family went over to the parish for the beautiful, it was in honor of Our Lady Guadalupe, and yes, it was like a rosary procession. Mm-hmm. So are there a lot of events that you put on for the Hispanic community there at
yes,
the parish?
That's our main one, and it's a huge celebration day for us. And we have processions, we have matachines, we have, you know, those dancers, music, everything. Mm-hmm. We have a big mass, special in three languages: we English, Spanish, and Tongan. And then after that, we have a big reception where we invite everyone in the community to come and join us for, you know, that major celebration. We also do Our Lady Guadalupe play in English and in Spanish. So it's huge celebration. And right after that, a week after that, we do Las Posadas, which is, you know, especially for children, but then everybody's welcome. And we also have a procession from, you know, in remembrance of what Mary and Joseph did for the Nativity. And then, you know, we have piñatas and lots of food and candies and prizes for the kids and toys, everything.
Yeah, very nice. So one Mass, now you mentioned, it came up briefly in the conversation, that there's a Thursday evening Mass for the Spanish community as well. Can you tell us about that and how long that's been going on?
Yeah, it's been going over about 7 years now. And we wanted to keep growing in attendance. So Father BJ we do a rosary, and we have a Mass at 7. Then at 6:30, at 7:30, we start adoration. And starting right after Easter, we're going to start, after the first week of Easter Sunday, we're going to start different groups on each Thursday. Las Guadalupanas will start it. Then there's several groups. Four different groups are going to be doing something different every Thursday. This is to draw more people into the Thursday Mass.
Yeah, very nice. Let's move on to the end. Thank you very much. And if there's anything you want to say before we close out, I'll give you that opportunity. Guillermo Munoz, Director of Hispanic Ministry, Deacon Candidate. When is your ordination date? How far away are you from?
God willing, it's going to be June 21st.
Of this year.
This year.
Oh, so you're very close.
Very close.
Now, are you going to stay at St. Michael's or any, no guarantees or what?
No, it's wherever my bishop would send me. I'll be glad to go.
Yeah. that's the good answer and the right answer for sure. All right. And our last guest that I want to introduce you is a parishioner and volunteer, June Javero, is the leader of the recently established Filipino ministry. And I love the Filipino community. I love, there's something going on within the Filipino community that's just so fired up. And so, June, thanks for joining me.
Well,
and
thanks for having me. We actually established the ministry during Father B's time. So, and then COVID hit. So it was kind of come and go. And then eventually Father B said, well, you know, you need to establish it. And then even if you only have one person there to worship, it's going to grow. So, yes. Sorry about that.
And how big is the Filipino community at the parish?
So far, we have about 65 members right now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And what kind of activities? There isn't a Filipino mass per se, like there is a Spanish mass, but are you meeting weekly, having social activities? What exactly do you do?
Okay, we have every Wednesday, we have a perpetual help novena. We start with rosary, and then novena to perpetual help, and then we have a mass. So it's not really a Filipino mass, but it's sort of a Filipino mass, but we're all inclusive. So the mass is in English, but we do have a Filipino choir that sings during that mass. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, our activities, we're going to be bringing in to the parish the St. Jude relics. So we got that secured. That's going to be on April the 9th from 2 to 10 o'clock. Also, we just finished our Santo Niño Festival, which was last January. It was very well attended. This is the second time that we have done this. So, yeah, we're growing, and people are now, you know, knowing about our presence there at St. Michael's.
And you're doing all this as on a volunteer basis, right?
That's correct.
I think you
yes.
may be the only person that has been in this interview that is a volunteer. And, of course, you're also a parishioner as well.
That's correct, yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And we're down to the last couple of minutes of the interview overall. And so I just want to, first of all, just let everybody know that we're talking about the various ministries at St. Michael Parish in Bedford. They're located at 3713 East Harwood Road, Bedford, Texas 76021. All the information about the parish and the staff and the folks that we've been talking to can be found on their website, smcchurch.org, smcchurch.org. And they also have a preschool that we spoke to the director, Alyssa Roper, about. smapreschool.com is the website for that. So we got about a minute and a half and then a hard break. So I just want to throw out to any one of you who are here about anything else you'd like to add before we close out this 50 minutes. I've enjoyed it very much. But Elizabeth, yeah, go ahead.
I'd just like to close, Dave, by saying, you know, it's very important for us to fully be alive as Catholics.
Yes.
To live our faith, and in articles that I write at the church, I talk about letting your Catholic show. Your children are depending upon you to let your Catholic show. That means that if they see you doing Catholic things, then they're going to do those things also. So, you know, it's not a secret.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know, when you go and take food to the homeless or deliver food to places that are giving out food or clothing, take your children with you. Let them see you praying. All of that
yeah.
is very important.
And that's a great way to close out this interview, because I would say, from my experience of going to St. Michael's quite often, because I live very close, St. Michael's lets its Catholic show. I mean, you guys are a beautiful, beautiful community, and I'm going to need to close with that real quickly, if you will, Guillermo.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to, on behalf of our parish and our pastors, we are blessed to have our pastor.
Thanks for listening to KATH 910 AM Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also at grnonline.com and on your smartphone.